You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon, Don.
Good afternoon.
We usually start in South America at this time of year, but I think given the timing of the big storm heading our way overnight and into tomorrow, we ought to touch on that first. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, without a doubt. We've got a real strong, moist system that's got all the right ingredients to be a big snow producer for many areas of the western and northwest corn belt. This system is going to hit central and northern Illinois, central and northern Indiana, southern Michigan, portions of Missouri, and maybe getting as far west as extreme eastern Iowa with some heavy snow, much colder than normal temperatures. And the air coming in on the backside of this system, Dave, is very cold for March. And we're going to put snow on the ground, and then we're going to get really cold for a couple of days. And I guess the good news is that this will be a wet storm. Amounts of precipitation, liquid content is going to be well over an inch in some areas. That will pay dividends later, but that's not going to make anybody feel good in the short term about having to deal with another winter storm.
So accumulation totals 6 to 9, that sort of thing?
Yeah, 6 to 9 to 10. I think there's going to be some pockets where there could be areas that are going to go over a foot.
Let's talk about that into the spring for a moment. There's been a lot of talk in the trade about potentially a late plant, in part because the frost level is so deep. I was talking to some people in Peoria who were digging holes, and they were telling me 6 feet is not uncommon.
Wow. Yeah, that's quite remarkable. Here we are March 11th to do that, and not only do we have to consider that, but we have to look at the record ice extent on the Great Lakes, and that may have somewhat of a cooling impact this spring season in the Midwest. So, also for what we're seeing long-term, there's nothing that would indicate a really fast, consistent warm-up this spring. So it's going to be a slow start to the season.
All right, let's turn our attention then to South America. What are prospects there?
Well, the conditions right now in Brazil and Argentina both are looking fairly dry. So for any harvest operations, it does not look like they're going to see anything too big coming. There's a couple of systems that could produce a little bit of precipitation, but right now it doesn't look like any delays.
At the end of the day, what are we left with in terms, I'm going to go back to the U.S. if I may, about prospects into the summer? And you can look at whether it's El Nino or La Nina, I don't know which one we're in at the moment, but longer-term prospects.
Well, that's very interesting in terms of, you know, bringing up that question, because a lot of folks are asking about that right now. And you know, right now, standing where we're at, it does look like we are going to have at least a weak El Nino developing this season and into next fall and winter. Doesn't look like it may be terribly strong, however. And with the winter we just had, prospects of a cool, wet spring, that would lend itself to at least a summer temperature pattern that's going to be close to normal. And if we do see some dry areas, it's going to favor the southern and western areas.
Thank you very much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.